Motorized commercial vessels on Barrie's waterfront could one day require a city license. City councillors, sitting in Finance and Responsible Governance Committee, will consider a motion tonight, January 15, to have staff prepare rules for the licensing of businesses operating motorized activities along the waterfront, including a limit on the vehicles permitted, fees and safety measures for their operation. Staff would then report back. Cown. Bryn Hamilton's motion would also rescind a previous council's decision to not allow operators to provide motorized activities on Barrie's waterfront. Currently, motorized activities are not permitted to operate commercially on the waterfront under a past council decision, she said. However, we've observed an increasing number of small businesses looking to provide motorized recreational services, and this is an opportunity to revisit how these activities are managed. The proposed change focuses on establishing a licensing protocol for motorized activities, ensuring that businesses operate safely, responsibly and in alignment with community expectations, Hamilton added. Cown. Bryn Hamilton represents Ward 10 in Barrie. Image supplied. Hamilton said the licensing regulations would affect commercial personal watercraft operating on the water and using Barrie's shoreline for passenger pickup, drop-off, getting fuel, etc. The Ward 10 councillor says the waterfront is one of this city's most valued assets, offering residents and visitors a wide range of recreation. But Hamilton says that while Ontario's Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry oversees activities on the water, businesses must obtain a municipal license to operate within Barrie. Our goal is to create a framework that allows us to better regulate these activities, limit the number of vehicles permitted, ensure compliance with safety standards and establish accountability, she said. Encouraging responsible use of the waterfront supports small business growth and enhances public enjoyment of this shared resource, added Hamilton. The item, motion, I'm putting forward is about leveraging the potential of our waterfront, while ensuring we have the appropriate oversight in place to address the challenges and opportunities that come with increased usage. Barrie Watersports, owned by business partners based in Wasaga Beach, operated a wooden platform near Kempinfilt Bay's southern shore last summer, offering personal watercraft rentals, along with pontoon boat excursions and running small jet boat water sports, such as tubing, wakeboarding and water skiing. City staff says Barrie Watersports did not have a license or permit from the City of Barrie. If approved tonight, Hamilton's motion could be considered by General Committee at its January 22 meeting, then could have final approval by City Council on January 29.